Welcome to Love in Brief, a brief ABDL podcast focused on issues of love.
Love.
Love for yourself, love for your others, for your friends, for your community, for new experiences and the old ones that you've already gotten to enjoy and learn from. This was a really big year for a lot of people out there. And this is a podcast about all those loves and all the things that we've done together.
Yeah. And this is kind of a special, important one for us too, right? I mean, this is...
It is, yes. This is the end of an era in certain ways.
It is. We've gotten to do this amazing thing together now for a handful of years. And it's been... talk about love. It's been a labor of love and a labor of community. And you had some news you wanted to share.
I did, yes. Would you like me to share it now or would you like me to wait till the end?
Sure.
I'm starting this podcast, this New Year's podcast with you on the new year, but as of this podcast, I will be stepping back from Love in Brief. I think just because I've got so much going on this year and so many exciting things coming up, I still love all of you and I still love everything I've learned from and gotten to share with people through this podcast. I just think it's time for me to sort of go do my R&T thing and that way open up a space for others to sort of hop in and get their Love in Brief on with you. And so, I'm getting married this year. I'm trying to start a family this year. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be a wild one.
Yeah, I'm sure along with our listeners, I'm super bummed about that part of the announcement, but I'm really excited for you on that second part of the announcement that
you are
launching into these massive steps in this new life that you've created, and hopefully we'll get to have all of those things. You know, you're getting married, as you said, hopefully you'll have the family that you want, and those are really time-consuming things, so that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just so proud of what we've been able to do together as partners on this podcast. And I'm so grateful. And I hope our listeners are as well for all the wisdom and insight and laughs and stories that you have brought over the years. I hope you'll come back as a guest in the future.
Of course. And so am I. This is in a time before I found my own voice outside of the little recording studio. This podcast let me share in a way that made me already sort of a known figure by the time I met people, which was so good for me. I used to be so shy. And though that's not a problem I have anymore, it's nice to have had all of the wonderful experiences that this podcast afforded and a platform to share how I felt about things when I didn't feel like I had that. So I'm always going to be grateful for that.
Well, you were a wallflower of sorts, and you've gone on to having such a big voice and made a difference in the lives of people, not just those who listen to the podcast, but in the other sort of leadership roles that you've taken on. I don't know if you're interested in sharing more about that.
Yes, but I'd like to save that for whenever we share what we're proud of, because that's what I'm proud of this year.
That's your answer. Okay.
That's very my good. Answer.
Well, I'm going to miss doing this with you week after week and month after month, but I look forward to having you back as a guest. And friends, I'm going to continue creating this thing that I love so much and creating it with you. So for the foreseeable future, I don't imagine that that's going to change. I hope not too. And honestly, like, we've had some folks step up and say they'd like to help co-host episodes. And so I think we're going to have some new voices.
I think that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, me too. Me too. While we're on the topic of the ending of wonderful things, I do want to share that one of our beloved community members passed away very recently.
Yes.
And that's Kent. Kent, if you go back to episodes 84 and 85, those are the earlier days of ABDL, Kent went by Diapered Kent on FetLife, and he was an absolute pioneer. Every wonderful thing that we enjoy about this community started with the very first people who were willing to take the risk to try things the really hard way by mail and by phone call and then eventual meetup and then build community and then build small groups and then start doing events. And all of that was so hard won. And Kent was one of those pioneers who blazed a trail for all of us. I will try not to get too emotional here, but it was such an honor and such a privilege to know him and to get to talk to him on those two episodes as well as outside of them. He was an incredible guy and brought so much to the community that ended up benefiting my life. So Kent, rest in peace, and we will miss you.
I think listening to him tell his stories was maybe the best, one of the best nights I've ever had. It was, He was such a storyteller, and you could tell he lived such a fun and just meaningful life, and he will be missed.
Yeah, and Kent left us with such a legacy. If you haven't listened to those episodes, please do go listen to 84 and 85. And I think you will get the kind of smile on your face and in your heart that we both have right now, even as we are mourning. But it is a time of change and a time of new beginnings. And I think Kent was extremely proud of what he did, and he should be. And that's really the topic for all of our New Year's episodes. We like to do a thing every New Year's where we ask what you're proud of, what you love about yourself and your ABDL kink. And we did it again, and I'm so always so grateful. We had a bunch of people reach out and send us audio talking about what they are most proud of. So RNT, are you ready to listen to all these wonderful submissions here on the new year of what people are looking back, what they're proud of?
Always. I'm always so excited for these. So yes, please, let's listen.
Me too. All right, let's go.
Hi, this is Daddy's Demon Baby. And something I'm really proud of for 2023 was getting more involved in the kink community and making so many new friends and feeling very welcomed and accepted.
Hey, my name is Baby Prince AB, and the thing that I'm most proud of with my kink in 2023 is meeting more people that are into the same stuff.
Hi, it's Kashi. One thing I'm really proud about getting into kink is that it's allowed me to accept a lot of sides of myself. From a young age, I've had all these weird fantasies and was always like, what the fuck's wrong with me? And then as I've gotten older and gotten more into it, joined the community, finding all these other people that are into just as much weird stuff as I am, if I can accept that side of myself, all of like my weird sexual fantasies and everything, I can accept all the other parts too, like my hair pulling disorder, like loving myself and my body, even when I don't always feel like loving it. It's just, made me accept all of me and all of my weirdness. And it's okay to be weird. It's relished in our community. So I'm really proud of figuring that out.
Hey, so the one thing I'm really proud of this year for my kink is finally embracing it and getting out and doing public events and meeting new people and getting out of my comfort zone to kind of build a whole new comfort zone. So it's been pretty amazing, and I'm excited to go to my first CAP this year and looking forward to all the new experiences.
Hi, RY and RNT. I'm a recently rediscovered ABDL. I've identified as one since childhood, but I was in a long-term relationship where I buried it so deeply, I actually forgot about it. 2023 was big for me because it was my first year back, and I dove in headfirst. I went to my first munch and my first cap, and I'm planning to go back in 2024. It's amazing to see where the community is now, and although I'm sad that I missed out on so many years of friendships and memories, I am excited to move forward into 2024 and make up for lost time. Thank you for being part of the community and for creating a safe space for people to be themselves. Lots of love, Saf.
Hello, everybody. This is Duffman82. One thing that I've been very proud of with 2023 is just how relationships and from personal and just outside have just been strengthened, and how these new bonds with new friends, after We just all have this common connection over something just so silly as a factory install, you know? And so it's just, it's made us all better people for getting to know each other and, you know, expanded events to where we kind of look back and go, wow, in our wildest dreams, when we first thought that we were so isolated, did we ever think that we would get here? So just in retrospect, looking back at 2023, it's been a very positive experience meeting new people, and I just can't wait to meet more in the next year.
Hi, this is Karen Mam, also known as Ms. Pierced. The thing I am the most proud about being an ABDL mommy is that 2024 will be my 26th year as an ABDL mommy and my first time attending CapCon, and I was chosen to teach on age play history. I am super excited for this.
This is RY reading for our friend, TB1980. To my dear friends at Love and Brief, words can't describe or express how grateful I am for your friendship and the episodes of the podcast, which have been recorded since its inception. Through attending more events post-COVID shutdown and seeking support of the community, I've been able to continue to build courage to have deep discussions with my significant other. That have inspired her to take it upon herself to listen to your podcasts and deepen our relationship and understanding of each other through open discussion and dialogue. I've become more confident and felt more love in our relationship since she started listening to the podcast on her own. We have so much fun discussing and sharing about what has been covered in a podcast that we both listen to. And now instead of worrying about this kink as a source of conflict or a wedge in the relationship, it is now something we share together. We communicate so much better these days, and it really could not be done without the confidence that you, the podcast, and other amazing ABDL friends have helped to be inspired. Thank you for running a great podcast, and look forward to many more episodes in the coming year, as well as hopefully seeing y'all and others at upcoming events. Much love and gratitude. Happy New Year. Cheers from Tommy Boy.
Hey, it's Magnolia Storm. I just wanted to come on and say what I'm grateful for about my kink. I love that it has made me so open and accepting of so many people. It's just made me realize if I can't change something about myself, there's so many things that others can't change about them. So just love and accept them right where they are. And we don't need to judge people. And I just love that this is a part of me, and it's made me learn to accept more than I maybe would have without it.
Hey, Teddy here. This has truly been a year of change for me. I mean, my life is pretty much unrecognizable from a year ago. And through it all, I'm proud of how my kink has helped guide me. For one, I found a passion for building friendships and community. I hosted my first munch, helped organize parties with friends. I branched out into fun new parts of BDSM by joining a dungeon. I've made wonderful new friends there too. I road tripped the whole US for 72 days while meeting kinky friends all along the way. I even started my own CPA tax firm that helps kinky clients everywhere. So many new friends, so many new experiences. It's been a hell of a year, and I'm proud to have embraced this side of myself. I've never been prouder of my kink, and I want to help others feel that way too. And I'll say this again, this podcast helped me find this new life. It's been an honor to help support Love and Brief this year through producing and even guest hosting. Sending all the love possible. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Tiniest Tyrant. I use she, her pronouns. And something that I am proud of from 2023 is, well, I've gotten older, unfortunately, as we all do. But something that I'm proud of is I am now taking on leadership roles and helping the younger generation as they come in play safely and learn about themselves and just being a general helper. And that's what I'm proud of.
Hello, my name is Lynn Little. I'm Lil Sapphire Babe on FetLife. About a year and a half ago, I didn't really have any idea that the ABDL age play caregiver little community existed or exactly what it was. But when I stumbled upon it, I realized that I was a little, I've always been a little, and it's been a huge deal for my relationship with my daddy as well. I've been so incredibly embraced by the local age play community here in Denver. I've made so many friends, and I've jumped in with both feet. I've hosted 4 going on 5 trivia nights at AB Dealer, which is an incredibly supportive environment. I'm so grateful to them for allowing me to host that there. And I really try to make it an event that can be an introduction event for people or a place for them to make friends. And I'm just so grateful to the whole community. And I'm really proud of myself for stepping outside of my comfort zone so much this year. So thank you.
Hi, this is Diapers and Brews. One of the things this year that I'm most proud about being in ABDL is seeing those around me who have made incredible strides to change their lives, make themselves whole and new, and find themselves in this journey, and being proud of what they've accomplished and what they can do to really enhance how they see the world and see the community around them. And for me, I think that's something that I hope to achieve in the new year, is really putting my best self forward in my community, in my own personal endeavors, and really helping shape myself into something that I am proud of and that I can be a formidable partner to.
Hi, I'm H Banana. I use she, they pronouns. Over the last year, I would say one thing about my kink that I'm really proud of is through the help of a lot of amazing people, I've been learning to say yes to things more often, and trying slowly but surely to ask for what I want. It's a hard thing to do, and you won't get what you want if you don't ask for it. So rather than waiting for people to just show up magically with what I want, I need to ask for it. And slowly but surely, I'm learning how to do that. And getting to do that over New Year's a little bit was really the icing on the cake for 2023.
My name is Nikki, a.k.a. Trouble in Love. Some years ago, I had walked away from the ABDL community thinking my time in it was over because of career choice and some religious conditioning. And I rejoined the community last year after an almost 8-year-long hiatus. This year, in 2023, I'm proud to have manifested the relationship to the ABDL community I've always dreamed of having. I made it to my first CapCon. I now host a munch in the SoCal area, and I host an ABDL podcast called Cautious Little Heart. I took steps this year that were large, and they led me to friendships and relationships that are invaluable to me. I dove into exploring in the BDSM scene, and I am proud to say I'm an ABDL.
Hello, friends. This is Lola and then some. This year, I have gone through extraordinary change, and all of it has stemmed from my acceptance of a really, really large part of me, which is kink, not only diapers, but kink in a broader sense, and my sexuality in a broader sense. And I'm so proud of myself for choosing me. And in doing that, I have been able to create a life full of love, full of fun, full of joy and relationships that I never imagined I could have, from creating beautiful new dynamics with my partners that I never thought I wanted or could do. I'm really proud of my switchy side now. I'm really proud of the fact that I've gone 24/7 this whole past year, and persevering through that. And I'm just really proud for, like I said, choosing myself and listening to my heart. So I hope all of you have a wonderful new year, and take the time to listen to your own hearts too.
Holy moly.
Ooh, I think that was maybe one of the best we've ever had. That was,
it is.
What a batch. Yeah, oh, I loved it.
the wide variety of experiences of people saying, hey, look, I tried something new, or I went to this, I stepped out in a way I never had, all the way through to like, I've revolutionized my life. And the kink was part of that. I just am so impressed with the bravery and the breadth of things people are willing to stretch for in order to fall in love with their kink, with themselves, and help others in the community love themselves too. And I love that advice at the end.
Yes.
To really listen to your heart and really pay attention to what it's telling you, and sometimes take that brave step to make change.
This really was a big year for a lot of people, it sounds like.
Yeah. And frankly, no more appropriate time, RNT, for you to say that you're taking these steps towards your next big chapter of your life. I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Everybody seems to be tearing down the old structures to build up new, stronger ones. And I think that that's beautiful.
Me too. Me too. There's one I held back on you, though.
Ah, wait.
Yes, there is a special poem. So last year we got a song. And
oh, I was going to ask if it was a song.
This one's not a song. This one's a poem, but boy, is it good.
Lay it on me. I love poetry.
All right, I'm going to play this, and then we will share our own things that we're proud of.
Deal.
'Twas the run-up to Christmas, a world full of stress. A call to arms came out from Resonant Yes. He spoke to his listeners and asked them to tell, what do they find amazing in ABDL? Being keen to help out in the Love in Brief mission, I present you my own little rhyming submission. There's much to consider, but one thing's for certain. Our community's awesome, both online and in person. There are bigs, there are littles, and those in the middle. There are nappies and passies and bibs catching dribble. We have websites and podcasts and content created, and a wide choice of platforms where feeds are curated. Events local or national or long-range excursion, seek friendships or hookups or headspace immersion, meeting in person or through apps on a phone. It's not my space, it's our space, and you're never alone. You'll find dry dips and wet dips and dips that are stinky. You can find me on Insta at Comfortably Crinkly. It's an incredible world to explore at your leisure and a fabulous way to bring people together. Make new friends and contacts from all different nations, even my little business at Crinkly Creations. I love our community. I'm glad you're all here. So stay padded, my friends. Have a happy new year.
Oh my God, what?
Right? Right?
Is it wrong that I want that in my, like, rotation?
Right? How great was that?
That was so clever. Who is this talent? I love that.
That's Comfortably Crinkly, the owner of Crinkly Creations. I love how you snuck a little plug in there.
Cute.
Oh, wasn't that good? That was so cute. Clever. From my space to our space. I just love it.
Comfortably Crinkly, please write follow-up. Just write, send more in. That was funny. Right? That was so good.
So good. And this is now a tradition, right? Because Baby Bear did it, Lola did it, and now Comfortably Crinkly did it. I just love this. So
I like to see the creative sides. That's really fun.
How lucky are we? This is so good. What a killer community. What a creative community. Thank you, everybody, for sharing, that chose to share. Your vulnerability, your stepping out, even in this moment, is an example for all of us in the community who might be thinking about sharing a little piece of ourselves and getting that extra, what can I get out of this kink and out of my love that I'm not getting today? I think it's such a great example.
Me too. Well said.
So I have to ask, RNT, what are you really proud of this year, 2023?
Well, you know what? I think there's been a lot that I'm proud of, but specific to this kink, I am really proud of getting together with my partner and creating a little scouts group in our area. And, you know, when it started, I thought I was going to have kind of a background role. But it turns out I was having a lot of fun in the planning, but also the execution of our meetings. And I've taken on kind of a leadership role, and that's been really fun. And meeting people and coming up with, I think we're doing like, we did like two meetings every month, one inside, one outside. And it was just so much fun to sort of gather people together and watch them let loose in a way that I know we don't usually get to. And it just felt really good. So I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. What can you explain more? What is Little Scouts?
Well, I don't know if any of our listeners were in Scouts growing up, but I tried to replicate that as much as possible. Just we've got a leader who we've just all gone into calling our Din Daddy. And then we've got me, who I like do all of the footwork and setting up the meetings, and we have crafts and we have hikes and we get badges for everything. So I had like,
oh, that's awesome.
Kickball, and I gave everybody out like foot shoe badges. Like you have to earn your badges, and we all have our little sashes, and it's just really fun. It's just to create a space where people can feel little and creative, and you know, just, it's usually on a weeknight. So it's just in the midst of all of the adulting, having a little place to go and be a scout for a little while.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's very cool.
Thanks.
Well, you're a maker. I keep interviewing makers. You're a maker now.
Hooray. Well, I am a maker.
Already a maker, but now you're a maker in a very specific leadership way. That's so cool.
Yes, it's been really fun. And I had a couple of people say that they were really hoping for a scouts troop and that they were glad we had it. And that meant a lot. And I've made friends, which I've always had friends in the community, but it's nice to have them close by too. And I never thought about it, but it's good fun to look forward to that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
If people
are feeling inspired, can they get advice from you on starting their own scouts group?
Oh, well, here's the thing. They can, but I had one of our troop members ask for advice when they were moving out of town to start their own group, and I had none. So I didn't know what to say. I just kind of was flying by the seat of my pants the whole time. So please reach out if you have questions. I don't know if I can be helpful, but I do know that at CAP, they had a class on Little Scouts that I heard was really informative and good.
Ah, okay. So maybe that's a good resource.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes, yes. What are you proud of?
Wow. There's so much this year. I think the thing, I've been thinking about this today as I was listening to everybody else's responses. I think one of the things I'm proud of this year is trying to take better care of myself and my heart in a way that includes, sure, some of the physical ways that one takes care of oneself, but also just getting into a more vulnerable state, a switchy space, a little space, a diapered space, just embracing even more this year that, like, for me, playing with diapers, playing with little stuff can be really relaxing and healing and good, and can even take the place of some other less healthy coping mechanisms. We've talked about addiction and alcohol and things like that on previous episodes. And so just embracing that side of myself, and I'm still very nascent at this, but I'm trying. That has been really good. It's been a brave step for me. It's been really healing to sort of play in that switch dynamic more, and accepting that, like, this makes me happy. I never had like a stigma about it. It's just, I don't think I've just accepted, like, this makes you happy. You should do it more. and honestly, I've found that has made me a more well-adjusted, balanced, healthy person. That's been my experience of it. So yeah, I'm really proud of that.
I'm really proud of you for that. That's a big step.
Yeah.
And I know how hard that can be.
Yeah, I can. And I've been lucky enough that that my partner Lola has been experimenting with that too. And so we've gotten to try that. And then even just as I'm interacting with the community, sort of embracing that side a little bit more has just been, it's been really, really good for me. It's been really healing. And I feel so lucky to be not only have a great partner for that, but a great community for that. So, I'm really proud of that this year.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see what the next year brings us. There's so much left to do. My very best to you on the Scouts group, on all these amazing life changes. I know we'll be in touch on it, but my very best to you, and congratulations on taking these brave steps forward. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon on an upcoming episode.
Yeah, I'll be back with updates.
I would love that. Anything you want to share with folks before we go?
I love you guys. I'm so, so happy to have gotten this airtime that I've had to speak with you.
Now we feel really lucky to have had you. And that's it, friends. It's been another New Year's episode. We'll see you next time.
Happy New Year.
In brief. Happy New Year.